Jesus is a healing Jesus, and he hasn't changed. And we have entered, we have entered into a new wave of healing in this land. And the reason is because people are sicker than they've ever been. And everyone has something in your life. You said it tonight. Everyone has something in your life that needs healing, either spiritually or physically or financially or emotionally or in your business or in your job or in your ministry or in your marriage or in your emotions or in some other area of your life. Every one of you has a need in your life. And that's why you're here tonight. You're not looking at a man tonight. You're looking to Jesus, because he is the author. He is the author, not us. And he's a healing Jesus. Matthew 14:14 says that he saw a great crowd. He went forth. He was moved with compassion, and he healed their sick. Compassion is different than sympathy. Sympathy says, I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something. But compassion is different. Compassion is an irresistible urge to reach in and take hold of the problem and pull it out. And that compassion is in me tonight. And that's why I am so excited about being here tonight, because I know beyond any doubt that God is going to do great and mighty things, because he's a healing Jesus. It takes faith, which you've all got. The Bible says he's given to every one of us the measure. Not a measure, the measure. You have no more faith in me, and I have no more faith in you. We've all got it. But it's got to be used. A man said to me, Richard, I have all the faith in the world. I said, yeah, that's your problem. You still got it. Faith was intended to be used. It was not intended to lie dormant in your heart. Why don't more pastors pray for the sick? Perhaps it's because they're intimidated. Perhaps it's because they fear, what if nothing happens? Well, what if it does? What have you got to lose? Do you think they're going to get sicker just because you pray for them? This is a time for healing. And it's not right to look at an individual. Instead, it's better for the entire body of Christ, because he said, you shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. And see, some have said, well, that's for the 12 disciples, you know, and they're gone. Well, it's true. They are gone. And true, he said it to them. But I want to remind you, the book of John says, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciple. So you have a calling for the healing ministry, whether you recognize it or not. You have it. And I'm going to show you that tonight and teach you how to do what I do. Will you receive that tonight? Yes. I want to talk for just a few minutes tonight about what I call methods of healing. By the way, there's a man here tonight. You're suffering in your prostate. You're being healed right now in Jesus' name. That's a word of knowledge. Methods of healing. There are a number of them. And I'm going to just talk about a couple tonight, and I'm going to have you participate in this tonight before we have a healing service, all right? I love to do this. I've done this with ministers all over the world. Not long ago, I did it with 15,000 pastors in Pakistan, with Pakistani pastors who had no idea they had a healing ministry. Now they're having miracles every week in their churches. They had no idea they could pray for the sick. No idea they could expect miracles. All right, laying on of hands, that's the first method. Now, that's the method that I grew up watching, Pastor, watching my father lay his right hand upon people. And you never knew when a blind eye was going to open, or a deaf ear was going to open, or someone would throw down their crutches and go running through the tent. You never knew, because miracles happened every time he ministered. And I grew up watching that, learning about that, about the laying on of hands. Well, how do you lay hands on someone? Well, you take your hand and you lay it on them. Now, this is not rocket science. You take your hand and you lay it upon them. Now, there are some who think they have to get in motion to do that. Some who think they have to back up and make a run for it. in the name of Jesus. It's a bunch of baloney. I cleaned that up just for you, Pastor. How do you lay hands on the sick? Well, first of all, you don't lay your hand on someone until you are ready to release your faith and believe God for their healing. Everybody stand up for a minute. Turn and form groups of two. In a minute, I'm going to ask you to lay hands on them and pray. But I don't want you to do it until you're ready. Until you're ready to release your faith. Until you're ready to release what's inside of you to flow through you into them. Now remember, Jesus said, you shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Okay? Remember, it's not you doing the healing. And once you understand that the responsibility for the healing is not yours, it's so much easier. When you recognize that God's responsible for the healing, your job's to pray. So you don't have to be offended. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to be uptight about it, because you're not the healer. God is the healer. You can't heal, neither can I. Only God can heal, but God will work through you. So put your hands up like this. Get ready to release your faith. And when I count to three, I want you to lay your hand on them and pray. Now, don't pray some mamby-pamby sissy prayer. Pray something like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lay my hands upon this person. I take authority over anything that's come against them. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Come out. Not those exact words, but something like that. Are you ready? On a count of three. One, two, three. Begin. That's it. In the name of Jesus, I lay my hands on you. I rebuke this satanic attack. Come out. Every sickness, come out. Every problem, every fear, come out. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now remember, it's not the length of your prayer. Okay? You don't have to lay hands on them and pray for an hour. Most of Jesus' prayers for people were very, very short. Now, everybody look up here for a minute. Who can say, when someone just laid hands on me, I felt the power of God? Put your hand up. Now, turn to that person that touched you and say to them, did you know you have a healing ministry? Now, turn to someone else. Make another group of two. Turn to someone else. Turn to a different person. Turn to a second person. I'm going to help you lose all your inhibitions. Form a group of two. Are you ready? Put your hands up. Are you ready? Now you know what to do. On the count of three. One, two, three. Lay hands on them and pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I loose my faith and I believe God for healing tonight. That's it. That's it. There's a freedom coming now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now turn back here a minute. Turn back here a minute. Now, how many can say, just now, when somebody laid hands on me, I felt the power of God? Put your hand up. Now, turn to the person who just touched you and say, did you know you had a healing ministry? Now, how hard is that? It's not hard. Raise your right hand. Say this out loud from tonight. Never. Ever again will I be intimidated to lay hands on someone and pray the prayer of faith, because the Bible says the prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise them up. Amen. Be seated. Now that's just one method. Now a second method is sending the word. sending the word. There are times when it's not appropriate to lay hands on someone. There are times when it might not be accepted, when it might not be received in a crowd or in a group, or you feel like it just doesn't seem to fit. But there's another method. It's sending the word. And that's what Jesus did with the Roman army captain. Remember the story in the scripture? He came to him about his military aide who was up the seacoast in the Tiberias area where the Roman garrison was stationed. He said, "My military aide is grievously tormented." And Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." Or in other words, "I'll go up to where he is and I'll lay my hands on him and heal him." But the centurion said, "It's not necessary for you to come. For I am also a man under authority. And I speak to this soldier and say, go, and he goes. Do this and he does it. Come here and he comes. But I recognize that you, Jesus, have authority above all authority. You don't have to come. You send the word." Now, how did he, as a Roman army captain, not a Jew, not a member of the Jewish people, no, how did he know that? He knew something that the Jews didn't seem to understand. Somehow he must have known the scripture in Psalm 107, verse 20, which says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He said, "Jesus, you don't have to come. You just send the word and my aid will be healed." And Jesus marveled. He said, "I've not seen such great faith." He was talking about a man who was not a member of regeneration. And what did Jesus do? He sent the word. And as he got back toward the barracks, word reached him that his aide had been healed the same time Jesus sent the word. Now, you can send the word without laying hands on someone. I can remember years ago, I guess it must have been 15, 20 more years or 20 years ago, my youngest daughter, Chloe, who produces my television show, taught me how to text. Don't look at me like that. Your children have taught you things too. They're a lot smarter than we are too, aren't they? And I didn't know how. I had a phone, but I didn't know how to use it. And she taught me how to type. And then I said, "Well, what do you do next?" She said, "Dad, it's so simple. You just hit the send button." And I hit it and the message went off. I said, "Where did it go?" She said, "Well, it went where you sent it." And pretty soon I got a text back. I was in shock. I wasn't raised with any of that. You know, I grew up with two tin cans and a wire. And I thought to myself, if I can send a text message, I can send the word of God. Well, how do you send the word? The same way you just laid hands on someone. You just don't touch them. You pray the same prayer. You just don't touch them. Everybody stand up. Form groups of two. Form groups of two. Put your hands out. Except this time, don't touch them. Because there are times when it might not be received. You feel like praying, but it's not appropriate, or it might not be received in that group that you're with. But you can pray the same prayer and you can send the word. Put your hands up. Are you ready? On a count of three. Now, don't touch them. On a count of three. One, two, three. Begin. Father, in the name of Jesus, I send the healing word. That's it. That's it. Send it, just like Jesus did. Amen. Now turn back around. Now, how many of you can say, just now, when someone sent the word of God, I felt the power of God coming to me? Put your hand up. Hold up high. Now turn to that person who stretched out their hand and say to them, did you know you have a healing ministry? Now, how hard is that? It's not hard. It's only hard because we make it hard. It's simple. Be seated, please. Now, there's another another method of healing, and it's all throughout the Bible. It's the anointing with oil. All throughout the Bible, you see examples of the anointing oil. Samuel, the prophet, used anointing oil. He anointed Saul to become king. He anointed David, and the oil flowed down his face and on his clothing. You find it all the way through the Bible. I remember when I was just fresh in ministry, I was involved in an anointing oil service, and they poured oil all over me, and it ran down my face, ran down my clothing, on my shoes. It got all, because they used a whole, you know, container of oil. Took me 3 days to get it out of my hair. Oil is a symbol of the power of the Holy Spirit. Oil has no power, but it's a symbol. It's a point of contact. What's a point of contact? A point of contact is something that you do, and when you do it, you release your faith. And that oil is a point of contact to help you to believe God. There's nothing special about the oil. Now, I know there are some people who believe that if it's oil that has come from Jerusalem, and that it has a special smell, and it's encased in wood from a tree in the Garden of Gethsemane, that it will work better. I know there are those who think that, but I got news. 10W30 will work just as well. Because the oil does not heal, but it's a point of contact to help you to release your faith to believe God. And then there is the prayer cloth. Acts 19, 11 and 12 speaks of the Apostle Paul taking handkerchiefs and aprons, or what we would call cloths, from his body, which means he had touched them, and sent them to the sick. And the Bible says the sick were healed and the demonic spirits were driven out. Now, cloths don't heal. You know that. I carry a handkerchief in my back pocket every day. Thank God this one's clean. This cloth has no power. It's just a cloth. It's not any different than the cloth that Paul had. But when I pray over it, it becomes a point of contact to help people to release their faith. Cloths don't heal, but they help you to believe God to heal. Now, let me tell you something about this cloth. If I were to take this cloth right now and rub it across my forehead like this and get these little perspiration on my forehead, little beads. And if I were to take this to the Nashville Police Department, they could do a DNA exam and they could find out this handkerchief has been in my hands through DNA. Well, I've got news for you. When I pray over this cloth, my spiritual DNA goes into this cloth. And this cloth becomes dangerous to the devil when someone releases their faith in Jesus' name. Prayer cloths don't heal, but they're a mighty point of contact. Just this week, I got a testimony from a woman that I had sent a prayer cloth to because her dog was about to die. She had the dog at the vet. And the doctor said, we're going to have to put the dog down. She took my prayer cloth and she wrapped it around the dog's collar and said, give me a couple of days. She just called this past week and said, I haven't called for 6 days. I've been watching. She said, now the doctors can't find any tumor. They can't find anything at all. The dog's wagging his tail. He's eating. He's running. He's jumping. He's doing everything he did before. She said, now I know the cloth didn't heal, but it was a point of contact for me to release my faith for the dog to be healed. Well, let me tell you what, if God can heal a dog, he can heal you. So this becomes a powerful point of contact, not because of me and not because of the cloth, but because of Jesus. And then there's one more I want to talk about tonight, and that's the prayer of faith. James Gospel says, if is any sick among you? That's what the disciples said wherever they went. Is any sick among you? Anyone with a physical sickness, anyone with a spiritual sickness away from God. Anyone with a financial sickness. Anyone with an emotional sickness, depression, discouragement, fear, worry, anxiety, anything like that. Is any sick among you? That was their call wherever they went. And he would say, let them call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them, anointing them with oil. And in the name of the Lord, they'll be healed. And the sicknesses of Jesus will be driven out. Some of the greatest miracles I've seen in my life have happened when people pray one for another. Praying one for another. The scripture says in James 5, pray one for another. Notice that you may be healed. It doesn't say them, it says you. In other words, when you pray for someone else's healing, you can believe for that healing to come back to you. Everyone stand, please. Turn and form groups of two. Now, I don't care whether you lay hands on them or whether you speak the word or whether you anoint them with oil, you carry it in your pocket, or whether you rub your handkerchief over them. I just want you to pray. And when you do, I want you to remember to believe that what you pray for them to come back to you. That's what the scripture says. Are you ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. Begin. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray the prayer of faith. And you said the prayer of faith is going to save the sick and the Lord's going to raise you up. You said pray one for another that we may be healed. Not just them, but us. And so we pray the prayer of faith over them, believing God for that healing to touch them and to come back to us. In the authority of Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, how many felt the presence of God just then when you did that? Raise your right hand. Say this out loud. Never again will I be intimidated to lay hands on someone or to send the word or to use anointing oil or a prayer cloth or any other Bible method to pray for their healing. And when I do, I'm expecting it to come back to me. Now give a cheer to the Lord. I have taught this to pastors all over the world. I was in a conference not long ago in Cameroon in West Africa, and there were pastors from 14 French-speaking African nations, about 2,000 of them, and I taught them this. And the testimonies are coming in now every week, people being healed in their churches. Can you imagine what would happen this Sunday at the close of the service in every church, no matter what the denomination, including the Catholics who have a new pope, if at the end of the service the pastor or the priest said, is any sick among you? Come to the front. Let us lay hands on you and pray. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord will raise them up. You talk about a healing revival. That's what I'm believing to happen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Who needs healing in your back tonight? Would you stand up, please? Anyone with back pain? I hear the Lord saying at least 17 people are going to get their backs healed tonight. It'd be more than that. He said at least 17. Now, someone who's sitting next to them, just reach out, put your hand on their back. In the name of Jesus, I send the word of God. Now here it comes. I send the word of God to your back. Here it comes right now. Loosen every disc, every vertebra, the spine. The pain in the upper part of your back, the pain in the lower part of your back, even down to your tailbone. I take hold of the pain and pull it out. And there it goes right now in the name of Jesus. Pain is leaving now. Just examine yourself right now. Just examine yourself. Right where you are, just examine yourself. People's backs are being healed right now. In a few minutes, we'll find out who that is. Now, who needs healing in your shoulders? Stand up. Shoulder, shoulder blade, tip of your shoulder, bursitis, pain that comes down your neck into your shoulder, tumor, growth, mass, anything like that on your shoulder, collarbone, any problem in your shoulder. Now, someone sitting next to them, touch them. Now, this is how the gift of healing and the word of knowledge flows through me. This is how it happens. Now just lay your hand on your shoulder and someone else is touching you. By the way, there's a migraine. There's a migraine. Yeah, there's a migraine. It's centered on the right side. It's being healed right now. Whoever you are, if you just stand up, you're going to find the pain's gone. Wherever you are, wave your hand at me. The pain's, it's gone. Where are you? Pain's gone now. Is it leaving you now? Yeah, thank God. I just saw it being healed. That's a word of knowledge. Now lay your hand on your shoulder. In the authority, yes, I'll do that, Lord, three times. One, two, three. Shoulder, be healed. I send the word into your shoulder right now. Here comes the healing now. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it. Now there comes healing. Now just examine yourself right now. Just examine yourself. Someone's going to be able to do everything you couldn't do. There is a power and there is a presence here tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Who needs healing in your knees or your hips? Your knees or your hips, stand up please. Your knees or your hips. Doctors tell me 60% of Americans have arthritis and back pain every day. Arthritis in some area of their body, 60%. I'm not happy with that. I want it gone. Knees, hips, your feet, your ankles, hips, knees, feet, anything below the hips, water, fluid, ACL, MCL, swelling, trouble with stairs, difficulty getting up, sitting down, pain. Now just reach down and put your hand there. And someone who's next to them, just touch them. Father, I feel that, Lord. I feel that. Here it comes. Are you ready? There's a burst of healing about, right now, right now, right now, right now. Loose it. Pain, come out. I take authority over this shoulder, over this neck, over the hip, over the knees, over the feet and ankles, over every bone and muscle. Come out. There it goes. And enter again, no more, in Jesus' name. Now just begin to examine yourself. Just begin to examine yourself. Just begin to examine yourself. Healing's happening right now. Yeah, there it is. There it is. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. 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 Who needs healing in your eyes? Stand up for prayer, please. Cataract, glaucoma, blurred vision, iris, pupil, cornea, retina. Who needs healing in your hearing? Eustachian tube, eardrum? Who needs healing in your heart? Or your blood pressure? Or your blood sugar? The Lord's going to cast out heart disease tonight. I hear him telling me that now. He's going to bring high blood pressure down and he's going to bring low blood pressure up. He's going to bring diabetes down and hypoglycemia up. I'm hearing that right now, clear as a bell in the spirit. Lay your hand on yourself right now. Father, I speak to the heart muscle and the fluid around it. Loose it. fluid just dissolve, dissipate. I speak to the arteries, open up. Arterial sclerosis, come out. I take hold of you and pull you out to clean out the artery. Heart muscle beat normally, no AFib. No skipping of beats. Normal size. Heart be healed. Blood pressure, that which is too high, come down in the name of Jesus. That which is too low, come up in the name of Jesus. Blood sugar that's too high, come down in Jesus' name. And that which is too low, come up. Loose it in the name of Jesus and regulate in Jesus. The fluttering, the heart that's fluttering, that's being healed right now. You're under a doctor's care right now. Your heart's just been fluttering and you can feel it skipping. That's stopping. The AFib is stopping now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Shinaka. Yeah, I'll do that. Lord, somebody's getting healed in your tonsils. Somebody being healed in your tonsils. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, eyes. You who needed healing in your eyes. Why'd you sit down? Just lay your hand on your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to the vision. Loose it in the name of, glory to God. Loose it in Jesus' name. Now there comes vision right now. Cataracts just falling off. Clear vision coming now. Clear vision coming now. I am no longer blurry. In Jesus' name. Glaucoma, come out. Pressure, regulate in Jesus' name. Pupil, iris, cornea, retina, be healed. No detachment in Jesus' name. Now, put your hand on your ears. You need healing in your hearing. I speak to the eustachian tube and to the eardrum. Loose it in the name of Jesus. Hearing, here it comes. Come forth right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hearing's coming now. Hearing's coming now. Hear is coming. Stomach's being healed right now. Any gastro problem, kidneys, liver, lower tract, digestion, stand up. Kidney problem, liver, anything like that. Anything like, somebody here, I get a word, somebody here's on dialysis. Stand up in Jesus' name. And also, what is it, Lord? The breathing problem, the lungs, the asthma, the emphysema, the COPD. If that's you, stand up. You're not able to get a deep breath all the way in. But your lungs, or if it's your stomach or any organ in the stomach area, or your colon or your gallbladder, in the authority of the name of Jesus, God did not create you to have a colon problem. He did not create you to have a prostate problem. Did not create you to have a gallbladder problem or a pancreas problem or an intestinal problem. He didn't create you that way. And so I speak to it and take hold of the problem by faith and pull it out of you. And there it goes in Jesus' name. Come out. Now, I want you to notice what I'm doing. I'm taking hold of it by faith and I'm pulling it out. And then you notice I opened my hand back here. The reason I'm doing this is because there's an angel that stands behind me every time I pray for the sick. He's about 9-10 feet tall. Whenever I pray for the sick, he's right behind me. He's standing right behind you. I can't see him. You can't see him. But he's here. I feel him. He brushes up against me. And I heard the angel say, when you pull it out, hand it to me. I know what to do with it. And that's why you see me. That's why you see me take hold of it, and I let it go back here. I'm not making a big deal out of it. I'm just telling you what's going on. Thank God. Thank God for hearing being restored. Thank God for eyes being restored. Thank God for breathing. Put your hand on your chest. Any problem in your chest? Any lung disease? Asthma? Any type of COPD? Come out. If Oral Roberts can get healed of tuberculosis, your lungs can get healed. In the name of Jesus, lungs breathe. without coughing, in Jesus' name. Now, is there anyone here tonight with a mass or a growth or a tumor or any type of cancer or cancer in your family and you want prayer tonight? Stand up. Is there anyone here diagnosed with sickle cell? Stand up. Or lupus? I thought so. I heard the Lord say lupus. I said it. I only say what I hear the Lord say. So in here with anything else you need prayer over like that in your body? If so, stand up. If I've missed something, stand up. Now wrap your arms around yourself this time. Father, take authority over this debilitating attack, which is not of God. He did not create you to have a tumor or a mass or a growth. He didn't create you for cancer or for lymphoma or Hodgkin's disease or any type of cancer. Cancer, I speak to you tonight in the authority of Jesus' name. I take hold of you by faith and pull you out. Every trace, every tumor, every mass, every growth, come out and enter again no more forever. I prayed for a woman with a basketball-sized tumor in her belly. Happened in Kenya. Happened in front of 200,000 people. And the tumor went flat. In front of 200,000 people. God can heal tumors. I've seen it all over the world. Happened tonight. Now everyone standing, lift your hands to the Lord and pray this out loud. Father, tonight I've received this message about the methods of healing. I'm learning that I'm a healing minister and I can pray for people no matter where I am or where I go. And I'll be respectful and I'll honor you in doing it. And tonight I've received the prayer of faith and I set my faith in agreement with Richard's faith, because the Bible says, if two shall agree on earth as concerning anything that they ask, it shall be done. And so I set my faith in an agreement, and I'm not coming out of this agreement in Jesus' name. Now lift your hands and give him praise.